It's 4:59. Jillian Barbary, John Phillips, broadcasting live from the MGM in Las Vegas. The one and only Wayne Newton joins us in person.
Well, I hear he got a flat tire, so I don't know. Is that true, or was Lewis making that up? Oh, Mr. Las Vegas got... Well, if anybody gets a flat tire in Vegas, it's Wayne Newton. I'm sure he'll be picked up very quickly.
That's right. Don't you go anywhere. 790 KABC.
King to Carter, who scores?
The home of Kings Hockey.
KABC.
HD.
Los Angeles. A Cumulus station.
790 KABC News, live and local at 5 o'clock. I'm Dave Alpert.
The victims are Lucero Alcarez of Roseburg, 19 years old.
There's now a list of the names of the victims in yesterday's shooting at an Oregon community college. The names were revealed by Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon at a news briefing in Roseburg, Oregon this afternoon. The victims ranged in age from 18 to 67, with the oldest victim being a teacher at Umpqua Community College. Investigators say the gunman had body armor and was armed with three pistols, a rifle, and five additional magazines of ammunition. A total of six weapons were found at the scene of the shooting and seven more in the gunman's apartment. In other news, the gunman lived in Torrance and is with his mother until 4 years ago. Former neighbors say he was temperamental and ignored people. His father lives in Tarzana. He left his house today without speaking with reporters, but his anguish was evident as he made a statement to the media late last night.
I can't answer any questions right now. I don't want to answer any questions right now. Obviously, it's been a devastating day. I know you guys are here to do your job. All I ask is please just respect our privacy.
There's a man outside the father's house in Tarzana right now holding a sign criticizing the media for sensationalizing the shootings with nonstop 24/7 coverage. Two men have been shot in Garden Grove, and one of them is dead. Police were called to the 12,600 block of Keel Street shortly after 2 this afternoon when the gunshots rang out. One victim was pronounced dead at the scene, the other taken to a hospital. No word on the shooter and no other details available yet. Two gang members have been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the 2010 Christmas night murder of a woman in South L.A. She was gunned down in front of her 3-year-old daughter while talking to a man that her killers mistook for a gang rival. The governor has signed an extension of an important program allowing parents to take control of their child's education to get the best possible schooling available.
Senate Bill 597 continues California's School District of Choice program, which allows parents to free their kids from poorly performing schools.
Under District of Choice, a school declares itself a district of choice, and then the district where a child resides can't say no as long as there's room and there's no discrimination. It gives parents another tool to send their child to a school other than the one that they're trapped in by the zip code they live in or with the city they live in.
State Senator Bob Huff authored the bill. Had the extension not been signed, the program would have ended next year. Tom Perumian, KABC News.
Now Talk Radio 790, KABC Sports. The Dodgers start their final series of the regular season tonight, hosting the Padres for the first of 3 games. The Angels play the second of 4 against the Rangers in Arlington, Texas. That game just about to get underway. The Clippers start the NBA preseason tonight. They play the Nuggets at Staples. And the Kings are in Vegas, where they'll take on the Avalanche in the legendary Frozen Fury tomorrow night. 6:30 broadcast time on 790 KABC. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings. Traffic, weather, and more. The Drive Home with John and Jillian, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, next. KABC News Time, 5:03.
Are you concerned a stock market crash is coming? If you're retired or retiring soon and don't have time to make up for a major loss, protect yourself now.
This is Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters radio show, inviting you to our free seminar.
Choose 1 p.m. tomorrow, DoubleTree by Hilton Irvine. Ken was featured in Forbes. Clients that followed his advice were out of the market in 2008. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302. Also, for additional seminar dates and locations, go to moneymatters.net.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here.
As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/deal. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/deal. That's Prosper.com/deal.
KVCS traffic first on the fours when you need it most. And if you're on the southbound 405, you know it's a busy one leaving the 105 all the way into Seal Beach. And also the northbound Hollywood Freeway still struggling from downtown all the way into the Cahuenga Pass. Northbound 405 from Culver all the way through Nordoff, extremely difficult. And eastbound 60 at Nogales. That's where you'll find that there was an earlier problem, stall clearing from lanes, but delays from the 710 all the way up through the 57. Northbound 405, 90 all the way up to the valley is still busy, and eastbound 91 at the 241 have been working on a crash here. It is out of lanes, but delays from Imperial out toward Maple and East 91 Van Buren to have the left lane taken away. Your delays here from La Sierra all the way out through Central. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
Southern California weekend weather from KABC. Mostly clear tonight. Lows around 60. Sunny tomorrow. Highs in the 80s. Well, mid-70s at the beaches, mid-80s inland and in the valley. Right now, LAX 76, North Hollywood has 80, Santa Ana 77. It's 78 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. Get news at the top, the bottom, breaking news as it happens. Continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Dave Alpert, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Las Vegas, also known as Sin City.
How much for the blonde one?
Could use a little wholesome family entertainment. So we sent our two little angels, our two little dark angels. Live from the MGM Grand in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips.
Love it.
That's my favorite intro.
I agree.
We're nothing broadcasting is, live.
Nothing has been said so accurate about us. yes, we are live from the MGM. What a beautiful turnout for the LA Kings and for Wayne Newton. Let's face it, he's coming up.
That's right. Now, here's a question. Wayne's going to be walking down this hallway momentarily.
I think he floats. I think he's such a huge star, he doesn't even have to walk. Yeah.
I don't think the man can walk down the street. I think he's going to be mobbed.
Okay, so here's the dealio. We heard that Wayne got a flat tire. Code 4, he's not coming. No, he's coming. he's got a flat tire, but they actually have three or four bodyguards around him because...
Well, Wayne doesn't need
Mr.
bodyguards. You know, Wayne's a black belt.
Well, he still needs bodyguards because he's going to have... He can't use karate chops on women that are throwing their bras at him. I mean, that looks a little...
Odd. Well, sometimes that's a turn-on.
It's like, you know, they're the bad guys. They have to push all the people away. Please disperse. There's nothing for you to see. Leave Wayne alone. That kind of thing.
Now, do you remember the last time Wayne was on the program?
And he kicked Johnny Carson's ass.
We had him tell that story.
It was great.
I never get tired of hearing the Johnny Carson story.
Wayne's got great stories. He's got stories about old Hollywood, new Hollywood, old Vegas, new Vegas.
Mob.
That was my favorite. That was actually my favorite. About the, didn't they blow up?
Well, he was threatened. The government called him and they said, Wayne, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You've got some bad guys that are coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to have him tell that story again, too.
The Johnny Carson one was great, though. He's a black belt.
Well, and listen, everyone talks about what a great guy Johnny Carson was. There was a dark side to Johnny Carson that the world never knew. They just thought he was this nice man from Nebraska.
I don't think they did. I think he had a reputation as a big a-hole. I really do. Everyone that
I
know...
But people needed him, though, so no one talked about it publicly, though.
Yeah.
And you're forgetting, there was no internet back then. So unless you knew people that worked with him that thought that he was a bad guy, Sally and Oshkosh going to figure it out?
The wives, the ex-wives. There were rumors. Remember him drinking and all? Oh, no, it was bad, bad, bad. And then the sex tape came out. Do you remember that? At the
Johnny
pool.
Carson's sex tape?
No one has ever seen it, but there have been people who have... obviously they've seen it, but it has not gone public.
What are the reviews that you've heard?
Excellent. They say they were very surprised. He was a better lover than he was a talk show host, and that says a lot, because he was excellent as a talk show host.
Are you surprised that no one's seen the John Edwards sex tape, too?
Ugh,
those are two sex tapes that have just gone away.
Wait,
and the Hulk Hogan one, too.
Yeah, I don't need to see that. But I would see the Johnny Carson. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. And if a Wayne Newton's ever surfaced, I'd definitely see that.
Isn't there supposed to be a JFK sex tape?
I think there is. Was it with Marilyn?
I believe so, yes.
Well, listen, nowadays it doesn't necessarily ruin you. You can actually become really famous and have a huge career.
Well, I think because of the changing nature of technology, I think people aren't going to think about those as much as they used to.
Well, all I know is that you have to be, I think we're desensitized a little bit as a society, too. So I think things are accepted more.
Well, everyone has a phone that has a video recording device and an audio recording device. So there's going to be a lot more sex tapes than there used to.
Right. But I think, you know, before, if a sex tape came out, you were mortified and you would, you know, hide in shame until it went away. And now it launches some careers, not all, but it certainly put a lot of people on the map that I know.
I don't think you could do that today. I think you need to up the ante.
It has to be one up from a sex tape.
It has to be one up from a sex tape.
It's so old school. You're right.
I know. Maybe I'm old fashioned, but.
Well, listen, I may go to Shenandoah and tape my own, because Wayne is actually now giving tours of his incredible Casa de Shenandoah, where he lived for many years with exotic animals and.
It's kind of like a Neverland Ranch of Nevada.
Absolutely. And I guess, and I want to really get
without
into
the child rape.
Yes, definitely. I mean, no children or animals were injured, Shenandoah. But he's doing these tours now, and for certain amounts of money, you can get different levels of tour. And I understand there's like this platinum level, and if you pay a certain amount of money.
I want that one.
Me too. Wayne will actually give you the tour himself and tell you stories. And let me tell you, he has stories.
Well, you know, Shenandoah was actually featured in the Vegas Vacation movie.
What?
With Chevy Chase, yes.
It was?
When they came to Vegas.
Yeah.
With Wayne there.
Okay.
Because Wayne was the love interest to Beverly D'Angelo.
Ah. Oh,
they went and saw Wayne,
yes,
and she had butterflies
him,
for
of course.
Wayne.
Of course.
So they went to Shenandoah, and Wayne cooked pasta for them.
Sparky loved Christie Brinkley, and she loved Wayne Newton.
You don't remember that where he gave her the little thing the little jewelry box with a lock of his chest hair.
I do remember.
I wonder if he's going to have a gift for you today.
I hope so. I'll take a little bit of that chest hair or anything else. I can't wait to see him in person. This is going to be so exciting. When you look around the MGM right now, people are getting set up for Luke Robitaille's poker tournament. Of course, that benefits his charity, which is a wonderful, wonderful cause. And Luke does that every single year. It's called Echoes of Hope. And the Frozen Fury tomorrow night marks the last game in the preseason playoffs. And I think it's going to be a hell of a weekend here at the MGM.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at what's going on the roads. And Wayne Newton will be joining us any minute now. 790 KABC.
KABC has traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. And we'll start with this eastbound side of the 91 Van Buren. Working on a crash in the left lane. It's slow from right around La Sierra all the way up through Central. And eastbound 91 at the 241, that crash clear, but still delays Imperial through Maple. Northbound 405, a struggle now from the 90 all the way up toward the 118. And be careful on the eastbound 60, that around Hacienda, where there's been a stall in lanes, a backup now through the 710. Busy again from Fullerton Road to the 57. And south 405, a tough one now from the 105 all the way in through Seal Beach to the 605. And finding all lanes open here. Traffic is sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. There's fresh and there's In-N-Out Burger fresh. Come see your made-to-order burger being freshly prepared before your eyes and taste the In-N-Out difference. KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report at 524. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
And we're back at 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222, as the lines are lining up right in front of us for the big poker tournament.
Yes, and of course for, I'm thinking Wayne Newton.
Of course.
See him. Here he comes. Here
you
he comes.
See him?
I see, he's got his black shirt on. He's got his hair slicked, but it's exactly what you... We got to have some music coming in. Here he comes. That's right. Oh, everybody's clapping. Yes, yes. Here he is.
Mr. Las Vegas himself.
Mr. Las Vegas. Oh, my God. People excited. Oh, fantastic. He looks... terrific. Hello. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Have a seat, Wayne.
Oh, smells good, too. Now, did you really get a flat tire on the way here?
Can you believe that? I was making a right-hand turn, and this curb just jumped up that.
It happens.
And blew my tire. Now, I thought, well, I'll just go ahead on the rim. Until I looked at the rim, and I thought, maybe not a good idea.
Well, Wayne, if anyone gets a flat tire in Vegas, and it's you, I don't think we're going to have an issue of you getting here quickly. We love Vegas. This is home for you. And I was looking at pictures of your extraordinary home, and John was reminding me of that great scene in Vegas Vacation where Beverly D'Angelo's character, and you give her the lock of your chest hair, you cook the pasta. That was actually shot at Shenandoah.
The truth of the matter is we did all those scenes in that movie that I was in except the ones on stage and the one where they drove through at the end. You know, they drove the car through the end of the house. I said, I think we ought to do that in L.A.
On a soundstage. Now, you're doing something really interesting with your historical estate because this is your abode. Most people come home and they want that privacy, and you really don't have a lot of privacy. But you've opened it up to the public.
You know what happened, Jillian, and it's interesting, I think, is I started getting so much mail, and then people would come to the show or call and make reservations and say, I'm going to be there in such and such a date. What are the chances of seeing the ranch? And I think the fact that the planes fly kind of straight over it as they're coming on runway 25, that it is so obvious down there, and that I've got my plane parked there, and the pilots want to know how I got it in.
Ah.
In the property. And
I have the same problem. It's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you the same thing. It isn't getting it in that was the problem. It's getting it out that's the problem.
Hey, Wayne, the only way I'm getting a plane at my house is if Asiana flies over it.
You know, the beauty about the tours that you're doing, there's different levels. And one of them, you know, you go from the regular tour where you get to see the beautiful Shenandoah, but the higher level, you do the tour yourself, and you can see Wayne in the shower. He's just in his regular... There's Wayne in his regular habitat, cooking. There he is, making love. There's Wayne singing in his studio. And you've got your beautiful Arabian...
No, but I have to figure out what days you're off before we do those.
Don't worry, we'll work something out, Wayne. It's not a problem, believe me. I'm going to be the future Mrs. X if I play my cards right here in Vegas. So now this is a really passionate project because people are always interested in you. They see you perform, but they want to know who the real Wayne is. Who is the real Wayne? What do you do to relax? Like you're so pretty. You're so put together. Do you ever just go around in like your underwear and scratch yourself and just chill watching a movie and burp? Do you ever? No.
No, I really don't burp, and I don't go to the bathroom.
Oh,
I pay people to do that. And the truth of the matter is I'm probably the most simple guy you know. I fly a helicopter, so I love to do that. I ride horses, so I love to do that. Water skiing in the summer and playing a little tennis and those kind of things. But by and large, I would have to say my first love is working. And I love working on stage, and I love to see the people's faces. You know, sometimes I like to see them, sometimes I don't. Depending on what they're thinking of me at the moment, you know.
Well, yeah, we were talking about that earlier, how you've lived in Vegas, and we were speaking with the mayor, Mayor Goodman, earlier, and she was saying how she's been here with Oscar since 1964, how the city has just grown. You were here during, and we've spoken to you about this, those crazy years with the mob and just how things were so different. I mean, good and bad, right?
Well, I think that's true. And I think that when I started the ranch with 5 acres out there, and it's now 52 acres, I would invite people out there. And they'd say, oh, no, that's too far to go. And we have 65 purebred Arabian horses there, some of the finest air forces in the world, I say in all modesty.
Wow.
And we have monkeys, we have penguins, we have crown cranes.
How do you do you have to employ zoologists or people that know how do you know?
He's what got they're... Jack Hanna on the payroll.
As a matter of fact, it's his fault.
Oh, really?
It's Jack's fault. No, he got me a great many of the animals that were difficult to get, and Jack and I are dear friends, and he snuck in two kangaroos in my show one night.
Wait, what?
And then turned them loose.
While you're on stage?
While I was on stage.
And that had to be an interesting performance
awesome.
Of Donkey Shane.
That's
well,
awesome.
They couldn't decide whether they liked the show or they wanted to find the nearest way out, you know.
All right, we're broadcasting live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, joined by the one and only, the great Wayne Newton. More coming up, 790 KABC.
China's on an L.A. spending spree, and the very latest on the Oregon shooter on the next Doug and T-Ray Live at Local 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Sick of feeling depressed? Sick of antidepressants? Sick of side effects like weight gain and sexual dysfunction? The New Brain Institute has the latest technology, a safe, effective, drug-free treatment called TMS. No anesthesia, no memory loss, only 1 month of treatment, not years. I'm Dr. Brian Jacks, Harvard-trained professor of psychiatry and founder of New Brain Institute. Call for a free consultation and information at 844-624-8444. That's 844-624-8444.
You don't need me to tell you this, that the stock market is crazy right now. You know this. You watch CNBC, you watch your own portfolio. It goes up, it goes down. If you don't know what you're doing, you can find yourself in real trouble. That's why knowledge is power. The institutions and brokers, they want to keep you in the dark. They make their money on fees and commissions, and they put their own best interest first. That's why you need to call for two free passes to a workshop in L.A. or Irvine, hosted by my friends at the Online Trading Academy, where you can learn how to start calling the shots and start making money when the markets go up, down, or sideways. They teach you a rules-based strategy, trading on knowledge, not speculation, identifying market moves before they happen. That's why you're invited to give them a call right now at 888-991-TRADE. That's 888-991-8723 to attend a free half-day course so you can check everything out. If you call right now and mention that you heard this on KABC, they'll also send you home with a free $247 home video study course just for attending. It's a great opportunity to learn from the pros, but seats go fast, so call right now. 888-991-TRADE. 888-991-TRADE, or visit them online at otaclass.com.
Psoriasis is a skin problem that affects millions of Americans. If you or someone you know are age 18 or older and have psoriasis, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for moderate to severe psoriasis. Qualified participants may receive, at no cost, a study-related medical exam, the investigational study medication, and may be compensated for participating. To qualify, you must have psoriasis that covers at least 10% of your body. For more information, please call 1-800-324-9903. That's 1-800-324-9903.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/deal. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/deal. That's Prosper.com/deal.
Norm's breakfast, lunch, and dinner bowls are right up your alley. Complete meals piled high with eggs and fixings, pasta, or entree salads, starting at $8.49. At Norm's, it's not how you roll, it's how you bowl. Open 24/7. Normsrestaurants.com.
KVCS traffic first on the fours when you need it most. And if you're on this northbound side of the 101, just jammed out of downtown all the way into the pass. Not a whole lot better at this point on the Golden State. So one or the other, it's going to be busy for you all the way up to the Burbank area, and southbound starting to back up into Burbank as well on the Golden State. And a tough crawl all the way into downtown L.A. Eastbound 60 Hacienda at an earlier stall. Delays from before the 710. And again from Fullerton Road to the 57. That's busy. Eastbound 10 at the 605. Be aware of a crash, now center divider, but delays anyway between Rosemead and Azusa. Now the northbound 405, always the busy spot, especially on a Friday, from the 90 all the way over the hill through Nordoff. And eastbound 91 Van Buren have been working on a crash here in the left lane. That's now the clearing stages, and all in all, delays stop and go heavy at times. Imperial out toward the 71. KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report at 534. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
Justice begins with understanding, and there is an organization dedicated to building a more civil, peaceful society where differences are understood and valued, the Western Justice Center. This week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Amy Solomon talk with an attorney and a judge about WJC's little-known but highly effective programs to bring understanding of differences through our schools. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Billionaire buyout of the LA Times possible.
That's right.
Physician, pharmaceutical guy who I'm very intrigued by. I'd love to talk to that guy. Soon Cheong is his last name, I believe.
Patrick Soon Cheong.
Okay. And
by the way, no, I'm not tolerating Patrick. You can't just throw that in front of Soon Cheong and expect me to believe that's your name.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Psycho Mike Catherwood.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
Oh, happy to have you. It's 525, Talk Radio 790, KABC. Jillian Barbary, John Phillips, live at the MGM. Joined by the one and only Wayne Newton.
And the beautiful lady singing that song, I Wish Were Me.
Oh, please. You were 15 when you recorded that. We were just talking to Wayne that you moved from Virginia to Arizona at 9 and then had a TV show at 15. What was that about?
I had a local radio show at 6 a.m. before going to school when I was 6 years old. Then,
well, my kids are underachievers.
Then when I moved to Phoenix, I had a local television show for 5 years. And an agent came through from Vegas and saw the show.
Did he know your age?
Didn't care.
It
was interesting.
You were singing at that point on show?
Oh, yes.
And he said, I want to take you to Vegas, at which point, you know, your parents say, well, good luck, because he's 15.
Well, they said to me, is this something you want to do? And my two options were school and...
And Vegas?
And Vegas.
A tough
decision.
Well, so you get a permit, a special permit, and a few weeks turns into years?
The few weeks turned into 46 weeks the first year. We played 46 weeks every year for 5 years. And
so you didn't have a teenage
six
life?
6 shows a night. No.
Six shows a night?
6 shows a night, 6 nights a week.
Oh, my God. And were you writing all of your songs at that point? Or how did you... Because Duncan Shane was a big, huge, massive hit.
It wasn't at that point, though. When
really?
I came here in 1959, I had recorded, but each record company sent me one of those letters saying thank you, but no thank you, you know.
Wow.
You know, Wayne, you strike me as a guy that has live entertainment in your blood. I don't think you would be as happy if you had a TV show where you were in a studio talking to the same people every week as you would on a stage in Las Vegas, feeding off the energy of the audience.
It's true. I think that feeding off the energy of the audience, picking up that, as a matter of fact, that's kind of what started me. My parents took me to see a Grand Ole Opry road show when I was 4, and we were up in the nosebleed section where you couldn't really see the performers.
Who was performing?
Hank Williams.
Oh, gosh.
Hawkshaw Hawkins. And Kitty Wells.
Oh.
And I found myself looking around at the people's faces and seeing the happiness that brought them.
And you were that young noticing that.
Yes.
It's interesting. You and I did a show a while back separately, but it was called Celebrity Ghost Stories. And my daughter loves watching it, and she watched yours. I don't know why she was just intrigued by you. So I started showing her a lot of your music and videos, and she's 8, and she loves you. And I think there's a whole generation that one thing music does, it brings people together, regardless of age or race or anything. And I think that's your music is really timeless. And when
thank
I hear
you.
It,
thank
it brings it, it. Don't you feel the same
oh,
way?
Oh, absolutely. It's like I Love Lucy will always be on television.
Yeah.
But the Tonight Show is forgotten as soon as it airs.
Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
crazy.
And it's interesting about music, as you said before, because music is the only thing I can think of that doesn't have a double-edged sword.
Yes.
It takes each person listening to it to where they want to go.
Absolutely. Are you one of those people that say, I don't want to explain the lyrics, what they mean? Whatever they mean to you is fine. Like, let you can interpret it because it means something different to everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, more with Wayne Newton coming up from the MGM live in Las Vegas. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Now it's time for headlines. And we're back at 537, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Jillian Barbary, John Phillips, joined by the great Wayne Newton, whose house, Shenandoah, is now on display for tours. If you want to take a look at it the next time you're in Vegas, go to CasaDeShenandoah.com or give him a call at 702-547-4811. That's 702-547-4811. And I have a modest proposal for you, Wayne, today.
Okay, now, by the
ready
way,
for my
I
modest
appreciate
proposal?
The fact that you knew all of that stuff because I don't know any of it.
Well, you're
I
busy.
Got it, radio.
You're busy. You're Wayne Newton. You've got other things to do. We get it. You've got horses to breed and women to make love to. You've got cocktails to imbibe.
Well, I'm glad you didn't mess that up.
Now, Wayne, they're having a big debate here in Las Vegas. The Democrats are having their first debate. It's going to be at the Wynn Hotel to stick it to Sheldon Adelson. And I propose that Wayne Newton should be the guy asking the question.
Oh, my God, that'd be
that's
fantastic.
What I propose.
Yes, they're yelling Wayne for president. Well, I mean, Wayne, what do you think about that? Politically, you could easily be in office here. There's no doubt.
But you could be the mayor easily.
Yeah, yeah, of course. What do you think about it? Are you politically inclined? Would you like to get in and ask questions, or do you keep away from it?
I really do not keep away from it. I don't think you can anymore. I think our country's in such a fix, one way or the other, depending
yep.
on
yep.
which side you're on, that we all better get involved, and we better get involved quickly.
What do you think about Trump?
My attitude is I believe that there are three Republicans that, for me,
yeah.
would be, really credible, and that would be Jeb Bush.
Yep.
And I'm close to the Bush family.
You are.
I tell you that up close. And then Dr. Carson, I think, is very bright.
Boy, I'll tell you what, he bridged that gap. He's right up there with Trump now, a percent behind him in the last poll, I believe. So he's doing something right.
You know what, though? He'd be the first doctor as president. But since Bill Clinton was president, he wouldn't be the first man in the White House to snap the glove.
That is true.
I didn't say that.
No, you did
that
not.
That was not me.
Do you like Carly Fiorina? I thought she did really well, too, with her speech.
I thought she did really well. I'm a big fan of Donald Trump, believe it or not.
Yeah, no, we are too. We talk about him a lot.
Yes.
I mean, I think he's got a very rough way of saying things. I think he says things outright that people want to hear. He's so refreshing. And look at the two front runners. They have no political background at all. America is ready for a bit of a change, I think.
No question about it. And I think that America is ready for people who are telling them the truth,
And he definitely does not mince words.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
I think, sometimes he says things and then he goes the extra mile and I go, you should have maybe said that. Maybe the rapist might have been your cut-up-hold back. But what he's saying is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think the whole politically correctness thing has just plain gone too far.
Oh, absolutely. It's
we've
ridiculous.
Lost our sense of humor.
We don't have a sense of humor anymore.
And all the comics are saying that. Jerry Seinfeld, yeah. Chris Rock, we had Carlos Mencia on
Joy
the show.
Joy Behar had to apologize to the Nurses Associate. My mother's a nurse. She's like, why is she apologizing? I said, I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's craziness now.
It is craziness.
Yeah. But, you know, the good thing is that you still, you come to a place like Vegas, you come out to shows, you hopefully you don't come to be, you know, if you're easily offended, then don't come. Just stay home.
Well, the truth of the matter is when you come here to have fun. Not to get into politics, not to get into religion discussion, not any of those things. You come here to have fun, and that's what people should do.
I'll tell you what was strange about your show that you don't see at a lot of the shows in Las Vegas that I noticed every time I went. You saw people who were grandmas who were there. You saw people who were great-grandmas who were there. But then you saw the kids and the grandkids, and they were all together enjoying the show as a family.
We've been really fortunate. About probably 15 years ago, I said to my manager, look, for television and motion pictures, gear those totally to the younger audience, because as I mature, you notice I didn't say get older.
No.
But
as I
mature,
you look great.
So does my audience.
Yeah.
And so let's start building on the younger generation too, which we have done, and it's worked.
Oh, I was telling you about my daughter. I'm not lying. There's something about, and she did the same thing with Suzanne Summers. She loves apps, and she loves to see you perform. And there's an audience for that out there.
I think there is, because I think that so many of the younger performers that they watch are so contrived, and so.
Well, it's almost like a machine, and they're pumped. They're put in the machine, like, and they're grinded out, and it's.
Cookies,
If they clear, what's that mouth thing that they use now? It's auto-tune or something. If I hear one more auto-tune in a song, and it's not to rip on people, but I can sing great with auto-tune. Yes, they sound like a computer or something, you know?
And it also hides the fact that they're impersonating.
Yes.
I mean, they're...
exactly.
Yeah. Lip-syncing, yeah.
Lip-syncing is the word I was looking for. Thank you.
We're joined by Wayne Newton at the MGM in Las Vegas. More coming up, 790 KABC.
Talk radio.
790 KABC.
John Phillips broadcasting live from the MGM in Las Vegas, joined by the great Wayne Newton.
That's Wayne Newton.
Where'd he go?
Well, I couldn't see you there for a second. There was a glare coming off your diamond ring. I said, my God, where the hell did Wayne go? That is so big. I could do a triple flip off that. I was a figure skater. I could easily double.
Well,
hunt.
As a matter of fact, you'll probably get me robbed before I get home.
Hey, it's a zirconia. We all know. Please. We all know you have your real ones in the safe. Speaking of your safe, speaking of Shenandoah, your home, that is now open to the public. We can do tours. For $35 is not a lot of money to come and see the beautiful ranch that you called home, because you're not living there now, per se, correct?
Or no, actually, we are not living there now, but we're considering building another home on the ranch in the next 2 or 3 years.
Nice.
Where we do live there. Depending on the amount of traffic and, and all those kind of things that we'd have to deal with.
Yeah. Well, so for $35, they get a tour. And then what is the tour? You actually give a tour as well, a personal tour. Is that true?
I'm told there is one of those. My wife told me, so you know how that goes. There is, actually, we start out, the people can see the auto collection. We have 13 antique cars.
Beautiful.
I have Johnny Cash's Rolls. I have Steve McQueen's Rolls.
Oh my God.
I have Bill Harrah's Rolls.
Wow.
And he has Johnny Carson's ego in there too.
Yeah, right. Oh, no doubt.
No, that wouldn't fit. We'd have to have a special building for that.
So Steve McQueen's and Johnny Cash. That's so. You obviously have a passion for cars. But I mean, did you ever play with Johnny Cash? Or you met him?
I met him many times.
I loved him.
In fact, he was part Native American also.
That's right.
Which I am. And we became very, very close friends.
Now, is he from a different... Because you have a Cherokee Indian...
He was Cherokee also.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Are you full-blooded?
No, I'm half Indian. My mother was half Cherokee.
Cherokee and people!
That was German. And my father was half Powhatan, which is Pocahontas' tribe from Virginia, of which I'm a descendant.
Yes.
And... and half Irish. So I can't drink at all.
Well, you could, but there would be some serious problems. So you, Johnny Cash was Cherokee as well. Wow. And, you know, you guys got to remind me of each other in the sense that the music, it's so, it touches you so deeply. You're both dark. You've got that look. I mean, you really do look Indian, which I love. And so did Johnny with the cheekbones and the dark coloring. Did you identify as Indian growing up, or did you identify?
I didn't realize that I was part Indian until I moved from Virginia to Arizona, because there was no problem in Virginia. Most Southerners are mixed with Indian
sure.
right.
blood somehow.
Native, yes.
And then when I got to Arizona, I started being called a half-breed. And an apple, which is red on the outside
oh, wow.
and white on the
no,
inside.
No, and that's insulting. Those are meant
well,
to be derogatory.
Well, it is insulting, okay. But I took it the other way.
Well,
I decided
yeah.
to make
that's the healthy way.
Positive.
Well, look
it.
At Cher. She sang a song, Half Breed.
Right.
I mean, that was, I love that.
Even though she's Armenian.
Oh, stop! That's right. Cher Sarkissian.
Yes.
You're right. Wait a second. Back it up.
Now, I must tell you something, and don't let me get you off your subject
yeah.
of where you're at, but you mentioned Johnny Cash. I got a call from Billy Ray Cyrus this last week. He's doing a new series for television, kind of a comedy series, and he wants me to play his uncle, who was a Johnny Cash impersonator.
Oh my God, that's
you know
hilarious.
What? I love it. I smell something really funny. That is hysterical. Would you think of doing it? Because
oh, absolutely.
Really great.
I think it'd be a blast.
It'd be a blast because you're you, and people. That's the fun of it.
Tell them you'll do it if you can break the achy breaky bank.
I think that might have been done already.
Lucky you.
Our guest is Wayne Newton. More coming up from the MGM in Las Vegas. 790 KABC. Wayne Newton, it's been a pleasure.
It has been mine.
Oh, no, ours.
And I plan to be here every time you're here.
Oh, we're going to be broadcasting from Shenandoah before you know it.
All right, it's a deal.
And we're going to become squatters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you want to go see Shenandoah, you can visit them online at CasaDeShenandoah.com or give them a call at 702-547-4811. That's 702-547-4811. When you come to Vegas, check out the Hoover Dam, play the tables, and go see Shenandoah.
Danke schön, darling, danke schön.
You're too good. You're too good.
I love you, Wayne. Thank you so much
Wayne,
for joining
guys,
us.
Thank you.
We know how busy
so
you
much.
Are, and we love you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Peter
so
Tilton up next. We'll be back in L.A. next time around.
We're on vacation.
All month long, KABC celebrates October. Our month-long salute to those who